Welcome to the St. Michael Weekday Meditations. My name is Greg Pickens, and I will be leading our meditation today. Our theme this Easter is blessing. Once you have been transformed by God's love, you can't help but want to share that love with others. This Easter, let's learn how to bless one another by sharing the grace and love of Christ with our friends and neighbors. Joining Christians everywhere during this Easter season, we proclaim with joy, Alleluia, the Lord is risen indeed. Come, let us adore him. Alleluia. A reading from Luke chapter 24, verses 1 through 12. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, the women came to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified and on the third day rise again." Then they remembered his words, and returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them, who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen cloths by themselves. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened. Here ends the reading. The soul of the Easter story is all about love and its power. This love powered the resurrection of Jesus and provided for our eternal life with the Father. But in the gospel, this was not at all apparent to the women who walked to the tomb of Jesus. What they found there was not the end of God's love, but yet another beginning. A beginning where the followers of Jesus were transformed by the physical act of the resurrection. They were astounded, to be sure. The Lord had given them something new, something never seen before. They came away knowing everything Jesus had spoken was not only true, but verified by their own eyes. The proof was in that empty tomb. Death no longer held sway over humanity. Resurrection was a reality. They knew that new life could spring up from the ashes of disappointment, that humanity was worth being saved, no matter what their station. Jesus promised everlasting life, and then went ahead to create a place in the heavens where there are no tears, only love and peace and forgiveness. This Easter, let us learn how to bless one another by sharing the grace and love of Christ with those God puts in front of us. Let us be like the women at the tomb who took their message of hope and good news to all who would listen. Let us be a light for others in harm's way, shining in the darkness, a beacon amidst the storms of life. But blessing others is not just about offering words of encouragement or doing acts of kindness. It is about embodying the love of Christ in everything we say and do. It means being with others, listening and showing love in good times and bad. It means being there for them to walk with people who hurt, to share in their battles, to celebrate their victories. The Lord invites us to now be vessels of hope and peace, bringing healing and reconciliation to the world. Amen. Please join me as we continue with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, who through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, overcame death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life, grant that we, who celebrate with joy the day of the Lord's resurrection, may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.